In the holy name of Jesus, amen. While on a mission trip to the Lakota Indian Reservation a number of years ago, my family was afforded the opportunity to see a sight one rarely sees from their backyard. Piling into our car late at night, we drove into the dark, rolling hills of Eagle Butte, South Dakota, and stopped on the side of a questionable two-sided road. And after turning off all of the headlights in our small caravan of cars, we stepped out onto the rugged, grasshopper-infested terrain and soon became speechless, captivated by the seemingly otherworldly sight that was above us. Thousands, no, millions of stars painted the sky. Suddenly, one could see other planets and shooting stars and space stations that just kept on zooming by. This marvelous sight, kissed with the smell of a kindling fire, was accompanied by an orchestra of earthly sounds. Grasshoppers chirped their midnight songs. The long grass of the field was rustled by the gentle breeze rolling over the hills. The creeping things and the flying birds uttered their final thoughts of the day. The creation seemed to be singing its praises to its creator. This is the kind of sight I'd like to think the psalmist had when he was writing these words of Psalm 148. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him all his angels. Praise him all his hosts. Praise him sun and moon. Praise him all you shining stars. Praise him you highest heavens and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord. For he commanded and they were created. And he established them forever and ever. He gave a decree and it shall not pass away. Praise the name of the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and mist, stormy wind fulfilling his word, mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, beasts and all livestock, creeping things and flying birds, kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the earth, young men and maidens together, old men and children. The symphony of creation sings the praises of its creator. All is well. All is well. But is it really? That late night miraculous sight in Eagle Butte quickly faded from our minds as we returned to minister to the broken lives of the Lakota youth. That sight became a distant memory as we embarked on our trip back to our normal lives. Lives filled with anxiousness and stress, uncertainty and loneliness. I'm sure whatever sight the psalmist was gazing upon faded away too. Their life being as broken and sin-filled as ours. Rarely do we hear the creatures of the Lord singing out in unimpeded praises these days. Instead, we are suffocated by the groans of a burdened creation. Wars and rumors of wars fill our airways. Tsunamis, tornadoes, and hurricanes rip up the landscape. The stomachs of famished children roar in hunger. The cries of a couple who have miscarried another child fill the air. The bones of aging generations begin to rattle. The tears of the homeless abound. Our praise of the Lord has transformed into a groan for recreation. How is it possible, then, for the creation to sing out its praises to the Lord, as the psalmist writes. The answer to this question is tucked into the last stanza of the 148th psalm. It goes like this. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His majesty is above earth and heaven. And here comes the clincher. He has raised up a horn for his people, praise for all his saints, for the people of Israel who are near to him. Our groaning is turned into praise because God has raised up a horn for his people. A horn that is the praise of all his saints. A horn that is for the chosen people. A horn that is near to his people. That horn is Emmanuel, God with us. It is the incarnate Christ who, by his groaning from the cross and raising from the tomb, promises us an end to our despair. Creation praises the Lord not just for being created, but also for being recreated. Its groans of pain transform into praises of hope. Hope that one day soon Christ will take us all to himself and fully transform us and all of creation into being what we were all meant to be, sinless and spotless and perfect. Weeping and groaning might tarry for the night, but my friend's joy, immeasurable joy, comes in the morning. Praise wins the day. Praise wins the day. This past Easter, one of my seminary friends sent me a video that was a snippet of a Russian Orthodox Easter liturgy. Now, usually Orthodox liturgies are rather monotone and don't have a lot of inflection in them. But this one liturgy was very different. Overcome with hope and praise, the presiding priest, with candles on fire and crucifix in hand, begins to run through the congregation of people, running around. And you see his attendants chasing after him. And he's screaming out, Christos Anesti, Christos Anesti, Christos Anesti. Christ is risen, Christ is risen, Christ is risen. Piercing through the week of the Passion is this cry of praise. Christ is risen. I pray that we Christians gathered here today might become more like this priest. I pray that our prayer and our praises of Christ and his work on our behalf might pierce through the groans of creation, drenching it with the hope of what is to come. Resurrection. Christ is risen, and so too we shall rise. So if you ever find yourself struck by the beauty and praise of this creation, maybe beaten down by the groans for recreation, may you find it as a glimpse of the glory that is to be ours when Christ our Lord comes again and raises us all up. Until then, we join with all of God's creatures in singing our praises to the Lord, because he has promised great promises and gifts to us. Praise the Lord. Praise him from the heavens and the earth. Praise him, all you creatures of sea, air, and land. Praise him, you young and old. Praise the Lord. In the holy name of Jesus, amen.